What does it mean to be an equestrian? It's more than just being a fan of horses. It's the riders, coaches, owners, barn staff, grooms, and other support staff. But it's also the people, family, and friends who make up the whole equestrian team. And this podcast is for all of you. I am so excited to be here with you as we explore life in and outside of the show ring. I'm Tracy Mitchell, and I'm here to help you hit your stride. Welcome back to Hitting Your Stride. Today, I wanted to talk about something that's been on my mind. I know in my first podcast, I gave you a bit of an insight as to who I am and a bit of my story, which is what I had fully intended to do. So, mission accomplished. Something has been weighing on me, however, like there was something else I wanted to say or share, and I figured out what it was. I want to, and I must share why I am here on this podcast and why I became a life coach. I know I am where I am meant to be, and definitely where I want to be on this journey of life coaching. It is easy to get caught up in all the beginnings of it all of the business that things that need to be done and everything social media and all the stuff behind the scenes too. God only knows I have heard 1,000 times, people won't know you are there unless they see you put yourself out there. So here I am. I am learning as much about myself right now as I am about the flow and skills of life coaching, and I am enjoying every bit of it. It's not without its challenges, and it is pushing me outside my comfort zone. So I guess one could say that in pursuit to help my clients reach a more joyful, abundant, and dynamic life, I too am learning plenty more about myself. Wouldn't you want to know that your life coach had been pushed outside their comfort zone a few times and learned how to handle it? That only allows for more growth and connection through experience. Before I began my training to become a life coach, I already knew 4 very solid things about myself. I am an educator, a healer, a communicator, and a motivator. These 4 things I learned through my tough times, my mistakes, and those occurrences in life that offered more tests and trials than anyone would like to have. I know I have characteristics that I clearly act on, or perhaps what could be phrased as what my purpose has been in life so far. These 4 things are why I am here. This whole what's your why, start with why, the whole why thing has been something that has really come up into the world of self-awareness in the last 10 years or so with a lot of effect. The question why in the context of one's own purpose is a really important question. When was the last time you asked yourself why you were doing what you were doing? I felt the need to talk about this with you because unless you know my why would you trust me? Or what would draw you to connect with me? I have always been that person who enjoys deep conversations with good friends. Sure, I can chit-chat with the best of them, but I much prefer an exchange that is meaningful and leaves all of those taking part feeling as if their day just got a little better, mine included. I would be that person you would sit with at the coffee shop for 2 hours and still feel like we had more to share. On the opposite side of the spectrum, I also love getting up in front of hundreds of people and talking about various topics in the study and profession of equine massage therapy, and now, of course, life coaching. Public speaking has never bothered me. I was first introduced to it at the age of 8 years old when I won the class speaking contest. This then sent me up in front of the entire school, competing against contestants up to the 8th grade. I got up, I gave my speech on a topic I was passionate about, and that was my family's dogs and all the funny things they'd done. I enjoyed it, and I won that speaking contest too. I believe that when you are engaged in something that you are passionate about, you will be successful. After every presentation I do at trade shows or conferences, undoubtedly, a few people will come up to me afterwards to comment on how passionate and excited I am about the topic I was covering. Of course I'm excited. I love what I'm doing. I have forever been the kind of person that people are just drawn to when they are looking for some insight or advice. I don't claim to have all the answers or any special gifts. I don't know what it is, but I am happy to lend an ear anytime and give whatever understanding I can offer. Whatever it is was recognized early in my years. At the age of 12, I won the Citizenship Award in my public school. I was the person in the class always there to help a classmate when they needed a friend. I also have a strong intuitive side, and as I have gotten older, I have learned to respect it, trust it, and most importantly, listen to it. When I was teaching, one of the things I loved the most was inspiring and motivating my students to dig deep, be brave, and be okay with testing themselves. It didn't matter how many weeks of preparation they had available to them to prepare for those oral practical exams. It was always days before these exams when they needed the pep talk or their motivation. They needed to get fired up. They needed to trust in themselves, knowing that they did have not only the skills, but the knowledge to be successful. They needed to face their fears of failure and self-doubt, believe that they would be just fine and succeed because they had worked hard to prepare themselves. They needed to know that I believed in them. I want to help people learn from my experiences. I want to motivate those who need motivation. One of the greatest gifts my dad gave me was the gift of tenacity and determination. If he ever saw me lagging in motivation or getting a little off track in my studies, responsibilities, or goals, he would have a sit down with me. I will never forget the first time he asked me to sit down at the kitchen table with him. I was 14 years old and in grade 9. I think he sensed that I was becoming a little too distracted with the new social life in high school and wanted to make sure I stayed on track, as he knew I had goals for my education. He asked me, "Do you want to be a talker or do you want to be a doer?" So basically, he asked me if I wanted to be one of those people who just sat around and talked about all the shit they wanted to do, or if I was actually going to be someone who got off their butt, set goals, attained goals, and who contributed to the community around me. I grew up hearing that there wasn't anything I couldn't achieve if I wanted to achieve it. I come from a long line of creative entrepreneurs and community-minded people. It truly is in my DNA. I have held that question my dad asked me close to my heart ever since, and ultimately it drives me in everything I do. The talk obviously stuck with me because since then I have 3 successful businesses to my credit. You all know I am a registered equine massage therapist and I own Mitchell Equine Massage. I absolutely love this part of my life and couldn't imagine a day without it. Then came Stone Path, an idea that sprang into my conscience back in the summer of 2016. This is a venture and a passion that my husband and I share. We make custom leather brown bands and dog collars with healing stones and crystals sewn into them. Matt looks after the social media, graphics, and promotional material, and I do the designing and the sewing. This venture has been such a great exercise in communication between partners in and out of the business. We have learned more about each other and have developed even more respect for each other as we have learned what our individual strengths are and how we best bring our talents together. Inspiration led me to creating my third business, Equestrian Elements Life Coaching. This is where I have become really aware of the whole why thing. The topic of life coaching kept coming up in my different conversations over a period of about 8 months prior to my researching it. I think I finally tuned in to the little universal nudges around me and decided that I really should investigate what life coaching is all about. I instantly found myself diving right into the possibilities. I felt so inspired and excited that I had found something that really spoke to me and brought together all of the elements of my life. I found all this through Certified Coaches Federation, a Canadian organization who has for the past 14 years been certifying life coaches all over the world. I am so grateful to have found this amazing community of people who all share the same passion and interest to help others live their best lives. The knowledge base and support system I have access to is incredible. And through this process, I have realized that every step I have taken up until now has genuinely brought me to my why. So a few weeks ago, when I walked into a client's barn, as I was there to massage a couple of horses, I got greeted in a way that upped my level of self-awareness. I walked in ready to say good morning and have a little catch up as I waited for the horse I was about to massage get ready for me. Instead, I didn't get a word out of my mouth before I was greeted with, "How do you do it? How do you do everything that you do?" After my client finished her greeting, we had a good laugh. And as I was about to get started with the first horse, I started to think about what she had said. I didn't have any mind-blowing response to her question. In fact, I think I said, "I don't know, I just get it all done because everything I'm doing inspires me and feels good. I don't think I've done anything special or remarkable. I think I have just listened to the nuances around me, followed my gut instinct, and more importantly, followed my heart." This was one of a few conversations I'd been having with people since I had started coaching that reinforced for me that I had something to offer to those who have already reached out and have started working with me, and those who have yet to listen to those little nudges. My why, my cause, or my belief, however you want to say it, stems from who and what I value. I value my community that consists of hardworking horse people in every facet of the industry. I value not only the people within my sphere, but also the horses. What an incredibly beautiful, strong, and intelligent being the horse is. Some of my best conversations I have had have been with horses. They have taught me to listen and to be more aware in my senses. I value authenticity and the road of self-discovery. I value the importance of sharing one's experiences and being an open book so that those who are searching for answers have the opportunity to learn more about themselves. I believe that the tough times are more important than the easy ones. I know that the human spirit is much stronger than we give it credit for, and that in order to grow, we must face discomfort. Every bit of this fuels me to help you find your why and embrace a self-empowered mindset. What do you value in your life? Are you feeling stuck and perhaps living a life that doesn't quite resonate with you and what you had envisioned for yourself? Some of you may already have found your why, and that is amazing. Others of you may have an inkling as to what your why is, but you're just not too sure how to follow through with it. Maybe you need a plan. Remember, the space outside the comfort zone is where the magic happens. Everybody has a story. And each one of us has something to share about our own experiences. And in turn, we can learn so much from each other. We all have something to offer. I want people to feel like they can safely share the tough times that have shaped them. Every single one of us has been through some really shitty times and some really happy times. But like I said, it's the challenging, stressful, hectic, confusing, and seemingly in the moment, agonizing and heartbreaking times where our real growth takes place. It's when those tough life lessons start to filter out of our direct consciousness that we can then look back and see what there was to learn. It's what we do with those lessons and the mindset we gain from them that sets us up and moves us forward in life. I am so passionate about mindset and how our thoughts and feelings can have such a profound effect on us. Someone's mindset can set them up for success or failure before they have even set foot towards whatever lies ahead. Let the steps that you take forward from here on out be bold. Know that whatever adversity awaits you, you can handle it. You will come out the other side stronger, braver, and equipped to deal with whatever comes your way. Thank you for joining me today. I know this was short and sweet. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message, my why, and what it is that I wish to bring to your life. If you are listening to this thinking you need to find your why or what you need to work on for your mindset to help you achieve the great success you know you are destined for, then please feel free to reach out. I will be happy to connect with you. So until we come together again in the next episode, take care and be well. So there you have it. For future episodes, I have some amazing interviews lined up, hoping to open and engage the horse world on issues and topics of interest in and out of the show ring. So until next time, keep your eyes forward and continue to hit your stride. You can subscribe to the podcast for new episodes of Hitting Your Stride on my website or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. You can check me out on Facebook and Instagram, and feel free to share whatever you've heard here with your friends. For that, I would be very grateful.